Welcome back to the OU Shnai Mikra series and our study of Parshat Pekudei. This is Menachem Liptag. In today's share, we're up to Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, and in the years where Vayakum and Pekudei are together, this begins Shvi, the last Aliyah of this double Parsha. In today's Aliyah, we're about to finally assemble the Mishkan. Our Aliyah is very short. Today's Aliyah, we're going to discuss one of the differences between Vayakum Pekudei and Trumat Tetzaveh. In yesterday's share, we talked about why the order is different. In today's show, we're going to talk about why an entire section of Trumat Tetzaveh is totally missing in Vayakum Pekudei. But let's begin with the Aliyah, and we'll get to that topic very soon. Perek Mem, we're in chapter 40, the last chapter of Sefer Shmot, the first Pasuk, Pasuk Aleph, Vayedaber Adonai Moshe Lemor. God commanded Moshe as follows. Biyom HaChodesh HaRishon Be'achad HaChodesh, Takim Et Mishkan O HaMoed. On the very first day of the first month, you shall erect the Mishkan, the tent of meeting. It doesn't seem like it just so happened that they finished the day before Rosh Chodesh. In fact, in Chazal, there's a beautiful Midrash that claims that the construction of the Mishkan and all of its parts was already finished in the end of Kislev, some 3 or 4 months earlier, on Erev Chanukah. If you want to see that, look in the Maharsha, in the Sugya of Mai Chanukah, Masechet Shabbat, in the second parak, when he explains the Midrash about Mai Chanukah. He talks about what's special about the 25th of Kislev. There the Medrash claims that all the construction of the Mishkan was finished. It could have been dedicated on the 25th of Kislev, but God said to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but because that day was so special in the desert, God's going to pay that day back in the second temple period, and the temple will be rededicated on the 25th of Kislev in the time of the Hashmonaim. There's a very deeper thematic significance to that beyond the scope of our shir today, but a very interesting insight for the purpose of our share. I want to note that it seems like the Kelim of the Mishkan were already completed at a much earlier time, but God wanted to wait for a significant date to make this inauguration ceremony. Why this date? Recall from Sefer Shmot when we came out of Egypt, Parshat HaChodesh, chapter 12 in Sefer Shmot, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This is the first of the months. This will be the month that God takes us out of Egypt, beginning of the spring. Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh aviv, like we say in chapter 13 in Shemot, because of its historical significance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, let's pick this special day to begin this special time period in Jewish history where we've taken Mount Sinai and transformed it into a movable Mishkan that will come with us as we travel through the desert and enter the land of Israel. Now we're going to go back and see the order in which the Mishkan needs to be assembled. Of course, the first step, as we just said, will be to assemble the tent, Takimit Mishkan Ohel Moed. Once the tent is assembled, Pasuk Gimel, V'samta Sham et Aron Haidut, V'sakota al Aron et Aporochet. After the tent is ready, you bring into this tent the Aron Haidut, and you cover it with the Porochet. In other words, you hang the Porochet to become the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim. Now that we have this division ready, Pasuk Daled, Veveita et HaShulchan, then you bring the Shulchan, the table, Barachta et Erko, you put the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, on the table, Veveita et HaMenorah, then you bring the candelabra, the menorah, Vahaleita et Nerotel, and you put the candles up on top of the menorah. Venatata et Mizbach HaZahav Diktoret, then you bring in the Mizbach HaZahav for the incense, Lifnei Aron Haidut, as we explained before, the Mizbach Toret, it's right in front of the Aron and forms the buffer between the Mizbach HaOlah and Aron HaEdut. This protects us in this meeting between God and the people of Israel. Lifnei Petach Mishkan O HaMoed, in front of the entrance to the Mishkan, the tent of meeting, because in this tent, God will meet Bnei Israel. The precise placement of the Mizbach Toret is emphasized because this relates to its function. Pasuk Vav, V'natata et Mizbach HaOlah Lifnei Petach Mishkan O HaMoed. In front of this entrance to the Ohel Moed, we're going to place the Mizbach HaOlah, the sacrificial altar, where all the sacrifices will be offered. V'natata et HaKiyor Bein Ohel Moed U'Bein HaMizbeach. Then you place the Kiyor, the washing stand, between the tent of meeting and the Mizbeach. V'natata Sham Maim, put their water so the Kohanim can wash their hands before they begin their daily service. Pasuk Chet, V'samta et HaChatzer Saviv, then set up the courtyard around. V'natata et Masach Shar Chatzer, after drawing all the curtains around the Kalei Chatzer, then put the screen guarding the entrance to the Chatzer in front, and everything will be complete. Once everything will be set up, now it's time to dedicate all the vessels. Pasuk Tet, v'lachachta et shemen ha-mishcha, now you take the anointing oil, v'mashachta et ha-mishkan, v'et kol asher bo, then you have to anoint the mishkan and everything inside of it. V'kidashta oto, v'et kol kelav, v'haya kodesh. By doing so, you have sanctified the mishkan and all of its vessels, and it will be set aside for the service of God. V'mashachta et mizbach ha-ola, v'et kol kelav, then take this anointing oil, and anoint as well the outside altar, and of its utensils, v'kidashta et ha-mizbeach, this will designate and make the mizbeach sacred, v'ya ha-mizbeach kodesh kodeshim, in this sense, the mizbeach will be a special level of sanctity, because it's dedicated and set aside to bring the offerings of the people of Israel. U'mashachta et ha-kior v'tkano, then you have to anoint the washing stand, the kior, and its stand, v'kidashta oto, and sanctify that as well. Pasuk Yud-Bet, V'kraftat Aharon bet banav, then bring close to you Aharon and his sons, el petach ohel moed, at the entrance of this tent of meeting, v'rachatzta otam b'mayim, first wash them with water. Pasuk Gimel, v'ilbashtat Aharon et bigdei kodesh, then you don on Aharon and dress him with the 8 priestly garments, u'mashachta oto, v'kidashta oto v'chein li, designate him, and then sanctify him, and he will serve me as the high priest. Bet banav takriv, also bring his sons closer, v'ilbashta otam kutanot, dress them with their tunics, and what's called the begadim of the Kohen Idiot. Pasuk Tetvav, u'mashachta otam, then also anoint them with the Shemen HaMishcha, kasher mashacht et avihem, just like you anointed their father, v'chianuli, and then they can serve me. V'ayta liot lahem, moshchotam luchonat olam dodorotam. By doing so, this anointing process will prepare them and designate them to serve me forever. In other words, not just Aaron and his sons, but they and all their children for all generations will be designated now by this inauguration ceremony to serve me for all times. Later we're going to see in Sefer Vayikra there will be a special korban that every kohen brings, an inaugural korban called the Minchat Chinuch, a special meal offering that the kohen brings on the first day of his service. However, there's not a need for every kohen to be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha before he begins his work. And summarizing this section, Pasuk Tetzayin, Vayas Moshe kechol asher tziva Adonai oto ken asa, and Moshe did exactly as God commanded him, again emphasizing, like we've seen over and over again, how everyone had to be meticulous to follow God's command exactly as he said. We want to make sure that we're not going to make the same mistake again, that when making a physical representation of God, we come up with our own ideas, we went wrong in the story of Chet HaEgel. Now we're going to fix that problem, and God has to emphasize, and Chumash has to emphasize, how meticulous we have to be to follow orders in this realm. To conclude our shir today, I'd like to make an observation about something that's missing in Parshat Pekudei that we would expect it to be here. In the dedication of the Mishkan, on the same day that Aaron is going to put on his special garments, and the Mishkan is going to function for the first time, there was a special set of korbanot that were described in chapter 29, in Perek Chavtet, in Parshat Tetzaveh, that talked about the 3 korbanot that Aaron had to bring for the 7 days, called the 7 days of Miluim. He was supposed to bring a par lachatat, an ayol olah, to El HaMiluim. For some reason, even though everything else is mentioned, the fulfillment of that commandment of the 7-day Miluim ceremony is totally missing in Parshat Pekudei. We allude to it because on that same day, the Kohanim were also anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. But for some reason, the details are missing in Parshat Pekudei. Instead, we're going to find those details in Parshat Tzav and Sefer Vayikra. But if Chumash was in chronological order, we would expect to find the 7 days of Miluim in chapter 40 as well. I'd like to suggest the reason why the 7-day Miluim ceremony and its special offerings in Korbanot is missing from Parshat Pekudei. If I want to give a general explanation of what details about the Mishkan are in Sefer Shemot, and what details about the Mishkan are in Sefer Vayikra, there's a very simple distinction. Anything in regard to the construction of the Mishkan and its assembly, that is all detailed in the book of Shemot. Anything in regard to how to use the Mishkan, how to bring Korbanot, once it's built, how to use it, that we find in Vayikra. Or in other words, Sefer Shemot talks about how to build it, Sefer Vayikra talks about how to use it. Building all the vessels and making all the material obviously belongs in Sefer Shemot. How to bring Korbanot and what Korbanot need to be offered, that obviously is in Sefer Vayikra. What is the function of the 7-day Miluim ceremony? Is the 7-day Miluim ceremony the first time that we use the Mishkan? Is that already considered using the Mishkan? Or is the 7-day Miluim ceremony part of the building process? Does that 7-day process make it the Mishkan? On the one hand, during those 7 days of Miluim, the Mishkan is not functional yet. The Kohanim are not yet Kohanim. Only after that 7-day procedure, then the Kohanim become officially priests. They can work in the temple. During that 7-day Miluim ceremony, Moshe Rabbeinu acts as the Kohen, and Aaron and his sons are only participants in the ceremony. They can't do the work yet. Aaron and his sons only begin their official work in a full capacity on the 8th day. Therefore, from one perspective, the 7 days of Miluim is part of the construction process because it makes them Kohanim and it makes the Mishkan holy and ready for its day-to-day use. On the other hand, during the 7-day Miluim, we actually offer Korbanot. The 7-day Miluim ceremony is the first time we actually use the Mishkan. Therefore, the commandment to perform the 7-day Miluim ceremony is given in Truma Tetzaveh because that reflects the perspective of this is part of the construction process. On the other hand, the actual offering of those Korbanot will be recorded in the book of Vayikra because there we're actually using the Mishkan. When we study Sefer Vayikra, we'll give additional reasons why Chumash took this story that belongs in Parsha Pekudei and placed it in the book of Vayikra. We'll continue the story of what happened on this Rosh Chodesh Nisan day tomorrow when we study Shishi, the 6th Aliyah.